podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
And my name is Aaron Weathers, the fastest marketer in the world.
The fastest marketer in the world. Welcome back to another fun-filled edition. You're going to notice something. It's like podcast number 3 with Mr. Aaron Weathers.
Yes.
That is because, well, punch in the face to Matt. He had a baby today.
Yes.
Yesterday. He had a baby yesterday.
Yesterday morning.
So he and his wife, they're celebrating the birth of their new son. And we'll probably put a picture out some point, supposing. So punch in the face to him and Bo and Kristen and, another E-Weber in the family.
Yes, an E-Weber.
Welcome
another
back.
Results rebel.
Another results rebel. All right, so as always, we are broadcasting live. Oh, wait, we have a tip for you from the previous podcast. And that tip is?
Go revisit your targeting for your campaigns. It is the most important piece about your internet marketing.
In the last podcast, we talked about targeting. Targeting, if you're taking it, not on a scale of 1 out of 10, but it is at least 9 out of 10 in terms of importance. If your targeting is right, it's really hard to mess things up. So go back, revisit your targeting if you haven't in a while. Make sure you subscribe, follow, and
boom!
All right, welcome back. Aaron and I are here, and remember, we are your
Results Rebels!
And if you're looking for 5 online marketing mistakes that can tank your business and how to avoid them, you can find that at our website, ewebresults.com/SEO tip. That'll get you there. Teaser, the article that we are covering today is not an article yet. It doesn't exist yet.
Mm-mm.
It's going to exist soon. And it's actually an add-on to our last podcast, right? The last podcast was, what was it?
Six steps to a multi-channel cross-platform marketing drip campaign that works in 2018.
Yes. And what we realized is there's kind of a seventh, right? If you put all of the pieces from our previous podcast together, and then you got people on your website and people actually calling your company, and what do you do then, right?
I don't know.
And I'll tell you, with our customers, we deal with this on a regular basis where we're doing, you know, and we say our job's not done until you're getting your business is growing, but we're doing our job, right? We're driving traffic to the website.
Mm-hmm.
The website's actually getting people to fill out forms or call you and interact with you, and then you're still not potentially getting sales. You know, it's not our fault, right? Because we got the right traffic and it's going to you and they're raising their hands.
And great targeting.
So what do you do next? So we're going to give you some advice about what you do next after that. It's warning. You have broken conversions. 3 steps to more sales in 2018. That's what the podcast really is going to be titled. That is our teaser. Hey, if you're in a position to, we would like you to tweet now. And if you could, tweet hashtag SEO podcast. This is podcast number 431. Tag us at Best SEO Podcast, at eWeb Results, at Matt Bertram Live, at Chris Burris eWeb. And anybody else that you want to tag, we've got a. Did you go find your handle?
No.
No. Your one homework assignment.
Well,
you weren't sure you'd be on this podcast, so
right.
We can't give you too much of a hard time. I would like to read this review. This just came in. This is from Zach Smith. Punch in the face to you. It is, of course,
5 stars.
It says, I gained so much value from my talk with Matt, and I've already implemented some of his suggestions. There is so much eWeb Results has to offer, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. Thank you, Zach Smith Photography in New Orleans. Punch in the face to you, Zach. Thank you for taking the time and doing sending in a review. We run a contest each and every week, and that contest is really pretty simple. If we get 10 Shikos,
share, like, follow.
Which there is a sound associated with a Shiko, and it is Shikow!
Shikow!
I like yours is even
Shikow!
Shikow! That's the stealth Shiko.
Yeah.
If we get 10 Shikows and we also get a review, then we actually skip the section where we tell you how to connect with us. So
we got our
reviews and we got our 10 Shikows, so we're skipping that section. Thank you guys for
good job
going out there and doing your job.
Great job.
If you would like a free website analysis, which we'll be talking about in relations to the rest of the meat of our podcast here shortly, if you would like a free website analysis, go to our website, ewebresults.com. And there's a button that says free website analysis.
Free website analysis.
Click it, and fill out the thing. And don't be surprised if you get a call in 30 seconds or less.
Oh, 30 seconds or
that
less.
That would be today, right? It's in place, like now.
No, I don't. I don't know if it works.
Did we take it off, or we're playing around? We're playing with some cool new technology. So
yeah,
that will be coming soon. So imagine if people who filled out a form on your website, you got a phone call, you press a one button, and then it calls the number that they entered on the form.
In 30 seconds or less.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think your conversions would go up or down? Up or down? Optometrist, is this view better or this view? All right. So that's actually, I did have a little bit of news. There's surprise. Google wants more money.
Yeah, they're not okay with $57 billion. They are going for
it's $100 billion. It's so yesterday's money. It's so yesterday's revenue. So what's going on?
So what happens if you run display advertising on ads, Google Ads? So you know they changed the name from Google AdWords to Google Ads.
Is this Google Ads
with the new interface? Oh, yes, well, Google Ads.
Right, because it's not just AdWords.
Yeah, so it's Google Ads. So if you run display advertising on Google Ads, if you are a display ninja out there, that you know that apps don't necessarily convert that well.
Really bad, really poorly, I think is the appropriate phrase. Yeah. Unless, of course, you're marketing apps, like, and then they've got a good chance.
But you can no longer exclude AdSense for mobile apps on your campaign. So that'll go live in September, where you can't exclude AdSense for mobile apps. And so it looks like you might have to go in there and exclude
like
websites,
manually,
right? Specific apps and put keywords in there or whatever. So, they said we don't want you cutting into our money. So we want to be able to run apps on your campaign. So that's basically what it's about.
$60 billion or bust.
Right.
All right. Well, that is the news. It is time to jump into the meat, right? So here we are again. Warning! 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 You have broken conversions.
Broken.
Warning.
Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem. Three steps to more sales in 2018. Mm-hmm. Right, so we're kind of wrapping up. And even if you're not using that kind of cross-channel, multi-platform marketing drip campaign that works that we talked about in the previous podcast, if you're not using that and you are getting traffic to your website, maybe it's just the shortcut. It's ads, Google Ads, or it's Bing, or it's Facebook ads, or however you're getting traffic to your website. And they're actually filling out forms, and they're actually calling you, and you're not able to convert them. You're having some broken conversion problems.
Right.
Here's three steps. Like, if you create this three-step process, it'll help fix that problem, right? And so we've actually done that here at eWeb. So we're gonna go through the process that we have, but we're also going to kind of show you what you could be doing. So step number one is an easy ask, right? And so this actually does this kind of like the last piece of the previous step, which is when you get people to your website with a Google ad or a Bing ad or a Facebook ad, and now you're trying to get them to engage with you. What is it that you're trying to do? An easy ad, we can also call it, I mean, those things that would be clickbait are actually probably things that you could dangle in front of people and say, hey, for
like
your email, like a carrot, right? Yeah. Dangle it in front of the rabbit so it follows you down the rabbit hole of your sales process.
That was really good. That was really good.
There is no return. And so, you know, that clickbait could be the thing you say, hey, give us your email or give us your phone number and fill it out and get this form.
A lead magnet, white paper,
coupon,
the podcast. Hey, go check out our podcast. So we could put like comparison chart.
We could put like a wall between the podcast and people who kind of land on our website and say, hey, if you want to listen to the podcast. Now, really, it would just point them off to, you know, iTunes or Stitcher or the different ways that they can listen to the podcast. Our archive. But we could put in front of it, hey, give us an email before you even go that far.
Yeah. So easy ask is some type of lead magnet, giving them more information. And really, the more information, like a white paper or something like that, industry news, whatever it may be, does establish you as more of an expert.
Yep.
So you know what you're talking about. It gives them some insight and looks behind your business and sees that they can really get value. So that would be for no charge or anything like that. It'd just be free to them, typically, and you'd get their name, email, and phone number.
And again, you're getting them to, that's the kind of raise their hand process. So we actually, for us, we lumped it together, right? So we do have really easy ad asks, like I mentioned earlier, five marketing things that can break your business.
Business. Five things that can break your business soon.
And how to avoid them. So that's... Five mistakes that can tank your business and how to avoid them. That's kind of the really easy ask. Mm-hmm. The main ask, though, for us, and it's easy, another easy ask for somebody else could be, hey, a free consultation. Mm-hmm.
Don't use free consultation, though. Don't use those words. Those are illegal. Yeah. You want to be creative with your easy ass. You can, I help an accountant see a 10-minute tax talk, a free comfort analysis to a, a HVAC person, or if you're like a designer.
Right. Interior designer.
Something like that.
A free beauty something or beautification.
Yeah, beautification session or something like that. You want to be creative because you want to spark that curiosity with your people. So if they call multiple places, 1, 2, 3, 4, they're going to hear a free consultation probably a couple times with your delivery. It could be the same type of thing, but the way you word it. Yeah, name it right.
Put a marketing spin on it.
Right.
Is that... Yeah, that fits because it's a marketing podcast. Put a marketing spin on it. In our case, it's a free website analysis. Mm-hmm. And then what does that generate in terms of the rabbit hole sales process? It creates a 15-minute phone call.
Right.
Right? So as soon as somebody fills out a form, we're already, what are we doing? Because you set this up. You set this really strong. And once you kind of guide that, I'll define how is that different than our old process.
Mm-hmm. So when they fill out the form, it will set them up for the free website analysis. But after they fill out the form, it will send them to a scheduler, which will come to one of our team, and it will say, hey, would you like to learn how to get more customers in 15 minutes or less? If so, click here, and you'll schedule a time. And so it's integrated with our Google Calendar, and they're able to schedule a time. But on the back end, some people don't schedule a time immediately. It triggers an automation. They're dropped into our CRM. And when it triggers that automation, the next day they're hit with an email to set up that call again if they didn't do that.
Right.
And so it's a four-step sequence that tells them to set up the call that they requested so we can get their free website analysis over to them. And so that automation sequence really helps, and people respond to it all the time.
Yeah, that's really good. I can tell you what we used to do before is that would just go directly into a call, kind of a really in-depth call with a complete kind of website analysis. And so that's different. It's a much easier thing in terms of how much time it's taking from our process.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy ask, because even though they've filled out the free website analysis, we're not saying, hey, schedule a 3-hour consultation,
right?
Which we could do in the first call pretty easily. It's, hey, it's just 15 minutes. Let's go ahead and get that scheduled and get it started. And then, you've just put some great drip campaigns behind it to kind of push people into that. If they fill out the form, we're still going to pick up the phone. If they call us, we're still going to pick up the phone. If we can, we'll do that 15 to 30 minute analysis right there on the phone, real time. If it needs to be scheduled, either because of our time or because of the client's, the prospect's time, then we'll just get that scheduled.
Yeah.
Right.
Just one thing I wanted to share. I was actually on a call today with the client, and one thing about your form. So if you see our form, if you check out our form on our website, we ask for name, email, phone, and website. Website's optional. Name, email, phone is required. But we see a lot of clients in a bunch of different businesses. Yeah. Those forms are like...
18 fields.
Background checks. They're full of everything. Yeah. And so I asked the client today when we were on the call, I said, how often do you get on a phone call to talk to the client about their issues and to go out and to see them? He said, well, I get on the phone every single time.
Yeah.
And so my answer to that was, well, if you're getting on the phone every single time, cut down your form and collect that information once you talk to them, because you're going to talk to them anyway.
Yeah.
And just a fun fact, about 17%, your conversions drop about 17% for every form that you have someone fill out. So for 5, 6, 7, every time you add a form, form field, your conversion drop about 17%. So that's why we said you have broken conversions if you have more than, you know, three or four fields.
And I'll just throw this in and say that sometimes we actually do have clients, right? So we leave it wide open. We always open the lead funnel for our clients. And if they come back and say, hey, I'm getting way too many, which we actually have clients coming back and saying, and enough of them are not qualified, I'd like to start trying to qualify them because I'm too busy.
Right.
I can't call all of them. I can't email all of them because they don't have this process that we're talking about right now. If they can't do that, we'll start weeding them out, right? So if we know the zip code areas that they serve, when the client enters a zip code out of that, we'll like send them to, hey, this is where you can find somebody who services your area. So we've done that in the past, but we usually start typically with the three fields,
right?
Potentially a comment field. All right, so that was number one, easy ask. This is three steps to more sales in 2018. Again, after they've filled out the form, after they've made the phone call. Number two is a tripwire, and you can also call it a BS filter. Right? And this is, you know, so let's describe what that tripwire is. It's a low price to entry, and it's got to be relevant to what your price point is. So
right.
So that can be, you know, if you say low price, so some people like, for some people, that's a dollar. For some people, low price means $100. And then it depends on the industry. So you could talk about if you're selling an info product, you can have a free ebook for, you know, $1.99.
Right.
And in our case, right, so our clients are spending, ultimately our clients are spending $2,000 to $5,000 with us per month. So our tripwire is what's called the From Problems to Profit Plan. So you call in, you got a 15 to 30 minute call. The next step is that From Problems to Profit Plan. Just a little note about our Problems to Profit Plan. It's 100% refundable.
Money back guarantee. Money back guarantee.
And if you move forward with us, the fee actually gets applied to the services that you choose with us. So totally risk-free. So our tripwire is that $4.99 From Problems to Profit Plan. And so what that does is it does a couple of things. One, there's a book called Influence, right? And I know you read it. I've read it. It talks about the difference that that happens in people's mind when they change their, we're going to call it status. So before they give you any money, they are a prospect. And in their minds, they're not a customer. As soon as they become a customer, most people have a sense of loyalty or a sense of, hey, I've made this decision. I'm on board with this company. And so I'm going to stick by them. Obviously, Apple is incredibly good at this, right? Even Team Android or Team Samsung is incredibly good at this. So you end up with, so as soon as they open their wallet, one, it's easier to get more money.
Right.
And two, they're also a customer, and they see themselves as a customer, which makes it more easy to get money out of, you know, to go to the next step and get them to actually become a real customer. For us, yes, you're a customer at $4.99, you're a customer into the profit plan. We're delivering lots of value.
Yes.
In fact, that's, you know, some of the testimonial that we read today.
That was from a profit plan, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
That was from a profit plan.
And so, or a 15, like one or the other.
Wow, that much value in a 15?
Yeah.
You need to call now.
Yeah. Call now for a 15 and 30 because he's already taken action steps that are helping his website and his business. Yeah, so then that gets them prepared for the next step. I don't know if you, I kind of garnered anything to add to, like,
no, just some tripwire, low price offer. Some people call it irresistible offer. One piece that you can add is really risk reversal. That's what makes it irresistible. And so with our profit plan, like we told you, it was a money back guarantee. And what we did was reverse the risk. When you think of investing your money, you think of you have to pay. But if you can't get it back and, you know, whatever they give you, you just have to have it, then it feels like
you're more
hesitant. So you're taking all the risks. What we do with that and why it's a good offer is we take on the risk and say, if you're not satisfied fully, we'll give you every penny of your money back and you get to keep everything that we gave you in the profit plan. And so reversing that risk onto your business builds trust and lets them know, your customers, your clients know that you're serious and you really want to provide value during that step.
And we've advised a number of our customers and they've actually taken this plan and put it in action. One is like a remodeler. So, hey, when you're really coming out to visit them, there's a $50 charge or $150 charge. I think in their case, it's a $100 charge just to go up. Of course, that $100 is applicable if you move
right.
forward.
We'll roll it over.
But look, if you're not willing to pay $100, right, for somebody to come out and give you a $50,000 quote for something, then you're probably not going to be the best client. And if all you're doing is tire kicking, right? So you want 50,000 here, 20,000. You're looking for the best deal, and that's the wrong phrase. If you're looking like for the cheapest proposal, then you're probably right. not going to fit with clients who are using us as a marketing.
Right, exactly. They're price shopping instead of value shopping.
I still love this quote. Never compete on price because there will always be somebody willing to go out of business faster than you.
That is a good quote.
Sell value, don't sell price.
Right. All right.
So, forewarning, you have broken conversions. 3 steps for more sales in 2018. We've got 1, make sure you got an easy ask right up front to get them in the door and start engaging them. 2, have a tripwire. We call it, it's also can be called a BS filter. And then 3, right? So let me just kind of ease into this. Mm-hmm. We've done a from problems to profit plan.
Yes.
That's recorded, that's delivered to our customers.
Yes.
They can take the valuable information that we give them in that, and they can take it to somebody else, right?
Yes, that's what we say. You can do it yourself. You can take it to somebody else because we record the whole profit plan,
yep.
and then we give you the video forever. You can have it. You can always watch it and refer back to it, and you can use it.
And you were talking about in your particular case with your call today, right? You just kept saying, hey, you could fix this and you could fix this and you could fix this, and finally like, okay, could you give me a proposal?
Right. They ultimately like, hey, sell me something.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing what's wrong. Tell me how you're gonna make it right. And so that's the proposal. So 3, never email a proposal, right? Give a proposal. So really it's live proposal delivery. So
right.
So when we come out, so when Aaron's coming out of this this next step, right? So he's going into a profit plan, from problems to profit plan, delivering lots of value, pointing out a lot of opportunities, and then they're like, hey, give us a proposal. What'd you do?
Well, I'd set up a time to meet with him next week to deliver that proposal.
Because we don't just email it. It's, you know, especially in our industry and the more complicated and, you know, nuanced and custom the solution that you're actually providing a proposal to,
right.
the more likely that they're not comparing apples to apples, right?
Exactly.
And so if you're delivering it on the phone with them and going through it with them and then have a sales process for that, then... you're going to get more results. You're going to get better right. conversions.
And we didn't actually call it a proposal.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's a plan.
Yeah, plan, an action plan, a growth plan. Again, going back to the free consultation things, proposals just sound so stuffy. We're building an action plan. We're launching the action plan.
And they also sound like this might work.
Yeah, this might work.
Like here's what we think will work as opposed to the plan,
right.
the growth plan. Like, this is the plan of how we're going to help your business grow.
Yeah, how we are going to help your business, not, hey, do you want this?
We're going to try this, and it might work, and, you know, let's get started.
Yeah. we're launching. Yeah. We're launching.
And one thing that we haven't mentioned, through each of these processes, through each of these steps, have scripts.
Yes.
Right? So understand, and we always start coming into the 15-minute call. So when they're making that first call, or they're filled out a form and we're picking up the phone to dial and join that 15-minute, 30-minute call, we explain the process. Hey, there's a 15-minute call. There's a from problems to profit plan. It's $4.99. It's 100% risk-free. And then we'll deliver a plan to you. So they know what's going on. And that's part of the script, right? So in our script, we've got pieces that talk about, hey, we're a credible company. We're Google certified, Bing certified, all of those things that help people check the boxes so that they can make the decision, comfortable decision to become a customer.
Yeah, and the lead, so what we're doing is we are putting them on the path of success. So sometimes, and this is when you kind of have that filter, sometimes as they're going through the process, they want to go in different directions, but everybody wants to have the same path so you can deliver everything in a way that shows them the most value. And so sometimes if you don't have a script, if you don't have a process like this in place, you kind of go in different directions and then you find yourself in no man's land or in the desert of, hey, I'm not sure what I should do next because everything's different every single time.
Every single time. Yeah. All right. So the video stopped. So that's fun for today. We're having problems with XSplit, so we're not live on Facebook, and apparently the video's
off. Warning, our video's off.
All right, so that is the meat of the podcast. So what I'd like to say is we'd like to ask you to do one thing, and that is tell three people about this podcast. Let them know that you're getting great information and share that with them. If you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet.
Call UI Results for increased revenue in your business. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. I don't exactly know why I'm still looking at the camera because we both know that it's...
The camera is off. We're just used to it.
Just keep looking at it. All right. So we were... I do want to tell you, this is how you can connect with us, right? So let's do this. Review sites. Places that you can review us. You can go to Facebook, so it's facebook.com/eWebResults. You can go to Yelp, which is eWebResults.com/Yelp. And you can go to iTunes, which you just go to iTunes and search for us. If you search SEO podcast on iTunes in the podcast section, you'll definitely find us. Leave us a review there. Mm-hmm. G+, if you go to eWebResults.com/Google+. Yep, or G+. You'll get there. You'll get it right to a place. It'll pop up. And then finally, if you could leave us a review at ewebresults.com/trust. That takes us to Trustpilot. Takes you to Trustpilot. And actually, if we type it in, it takes us to Trustpilot.
And just a note, this is a quote, from a book, I think actually from Jim Rohn.
Right.
He used to say, success leaves clues. And the clue, the pro tip that I want to talk about is how we ask for reviews on a consistent basis. And if you go to our Facebook, if you go to all these platforms that we're talking about, we actually have tons of reviews, hundreds of reviews, and it's something that you want to build your credibility. Yeah. And so even though we don't talk about it, you see it consistently as we're talking about the podcast, and it's part of the reasons for our success, and you want to do the same thing when you have customers. When they say, man, you guys are awesome, you want to ask them for a review. Yeah. And so that's just a note as we're talking about the reviews I want to share.
Yeah, no, that's an absolutely great point. We're constantly encouraging our customers to do reviews. We actually have a CSSR, customer service survey and review process, where we'll actually help our customers by calling their customers to get them reviews. So
yes,
it's worth it. It's really a powerful program, and it's powerful for you. Not only like them to make the decision to reach out to you, also for them to make the decision to do business with you.
Yeah,
right. So
exactly.
It's a great conversion tool. All right, well, that brings us to the end of our podcast. So is there anything? Here's what I'm missing. We are filmed live here at 599. I didn't have my notes. 599 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. You can get transcripts, video, and audio of this podcast at our website. Well, half of the video of this podcast on our website, ewebresults.com. We are the most popular internet marketing podcast because of all you all.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
And my name's Aaron Weathers. Bye-bye for now. She's gonna set me free in my day.